Hello, everyone. This is your weekly Greyhound podcast from Sky Sports Radio. Talking Greyhounds it is. And Jess Moran from Greyhound Racing New South Wales is on the line. Morning to you, Jess.
Morning, Andrew. We had a great weekend with the Peter Mossman heats. And, there was a lot of action on the track. It was a great weekend.
Gee, there was. And some impressive performances. I know we're individually going to talk about them. Uphill Jill ran sizzling time here from where the Greyhound was and to reel in the leaders and run away. I should say, though, there were three or four really top runs, weren't there?
Oh, there were, definitely. There was a number of Victorians had great runs and a couple of New South Wales dogs had big runs as well. But, yeah, overall, the quality of the heats was just outstanding. And going into the semi-finals, the fields have come out today. We'll talk about those a little bit later. But it's looking like it's going to be a very competitive series. And I think there's quite a number of dogs who are capable of taking it out. So, yeah, it should be a good couple of weeks coming up.
Take us through a couple of these heats from last Saturday night, talking about the Peter Mossman Classic at Wentworth Park. What did everyone think about Lucky Chap's run?
Yeah, look, Lucky Chap, he left the best for last on Saturday night. He was absolutely flying and he ran away by over 10 lengths to win in 29.56. Now, to put that in perspective, that was nearly 0.4 quicker than any of the other heat winners on the night and was only 0.01 of a second outside the quickest time set at Wentworth this year. You know, before the series, his trainer Anthony Azzopardi rated Lucky Chap as his best prospect in the series. And I think based off that run on Saturday, he's just catapulted himself right up there as one of the overall series favourites now. That run was just absolutely scorching and one of the best of the night.
Yeah, Lucky Chap for sure. What about some of the others? Patch Adam, and we've mentioned Uphill Jill. So maybe Patch Adam and Aston DB. What was the general opinion of those wins?
Yeah, look, well, Patch Adam, I think his one was my personal favourite on Saturday night. He's probably one of the top chances for New South Wales in the series, and being the quickest greyhound at Wentworth Park this year definitely means there are high hopes for him. However, I thought the series actually may have been over for him when he came out of the boxes. He was almost last through the first turn, but he showed a brilliant turn of speed to make his way through the field, and he finished over the top of Mr. Vuitton, who led all the way in that race. And his time of 29.96 was one of the quicker times of the night, but I think the way he won it was just the most impressive thing with his run. And you also mentioned Aston DB, and look, he's just a quality Victorian dog. And look, the Thompsons obviously have good luck in this race. They won last year's version with Buck 40, and I think Aston DB could definitely be a good chance again for them this year. He was impressive in the second heat of the night, and he won by nearly 8 lengths in the third quickest time of the night of 29.93. And instead of heading back to Victoria, he actually went home with Jason Mackay, who you would suspect will be looking after him for the duration of the series. So, I think, you know, a couple of Victorians are well up there. But, you know, Patch Adam, the New South Wales hope, I think he's in with a good chance as well.
Well, just before we go through some of these semis for Saturday night, when we see these results and, you know, you've got to finish 1-2 to continue on, there were a few upsets last Saturday night.
Yeah, look, there were. Look, Mr. Twister and Chevy King, they were probably two of the top New South Wales hopefuls in the series, and they were both short price favourites going into the heats on Saturday. However, they both failed to fire at their best, and they could only muster second in their respective heats. However, you know what? I don't think they should be discounted just yet. Jason Mackay has said recently that Mr. Twister is better drawn close to the rails and that box 7 on Saturday night wasn't ideal for him. And I also heard that at the track on Saturday that Chevy King's still recovering from the minor niggle that he picked up 2 weeks ago. So I think he should be much better for that run on the weekend. So, you know what, their runs weren't the best, but they weren't disappointing either. And I think going in after their second places into the semi-finals, I think that they should definitely improve based on the runs over the weekend.
Okay. Well, let's look at these semi-finals, and I'll update with the latest from Tab Fixed Odds. And in the first semi of the Peter Mossman Classic on Saturday night, Lucky Chap from Box 7 is the $1.60 favourite over Chase the Cash at $4.60, an unprecedented $5. As we get to the cutthroat business, is Lucky Chap, if it maintains what you've spoken about, extremely hard to beat here?
Yeah, look, I think he's come up with probably the easiest semi-final of the night. And, Yeah, look, if he can replicate even, you know, sort of half of what he did on Saturday night, he's going to be very, very tough to beat in that semi-final. And I think he's opening up at that short price, and I think that's very well deserved. So, yeah, it'll be hard to see anybody beating him in that race. Box Devon is not the best, but I think he's just got too much speed, and he'll be out leading them. So, yeah, a good one, a good draw for Lucky Chap there.
And we should mention first two home in each of these semis makes the final, and then the reserves come up with the fastest second placings here.
Yes, so, definitely. So, yeah. So Lucky Chap and, you know, Central Bark was the other heat winner that goes into that semi-final, and he was quite impressive in his heat wins. So, yeah, I think those two are probably good chances to go through the final.
Righto, the second semi of the Mossman, Mr. Twister here. It's drawn the inside for Jason Mackay at $1.90. Charrua off the check, $3.50. And Yankee Ethics at $6. I will say Lagoon Rat, whose first reserve here, is at that $6 line as well, but obviously needs a scratching, Jess.
Yeah, of course. Look, Lagoon Rep was a little bit disappointing. I sort of had him pinged as a dark horse in the series, but he got caught up in a little bit of trouble. But yeah, if he gets the start, he could definitely be in it. But this semi is a rematch actually. So Charrua and Mr. Twister met in the heat, and it was the other way around. Charrua actually beat Mr. Twister, but I think Mr. Twister off the one here, very, very difficult to beat. He had the one when he won in the Richmond Riches final. So that draw, I think, is perfect for him. And, again, I think it's very that short price is very deserved. So it'll be interesting to see whether he can live up to it and turn his luck around from last week.
Well, the third semi and the favourites drawn the red here as well. Uphill Jill at $1.70 over Aston DB at $3.50 in box four. So does the favourite do it again here in this semi from box one?
I think this is the best semi-final of the night, personally. This one's going to be competitive. Uphill Jill, that one box she's come up with is probably really good for her, but she's going to have to do everything right because I reckon Aston DB, based on his heat performance, will be very, very tough to beat as well. Plus, we've also got Cosmic Vintage, who was second to Uphill Jill in this semi as well, and Mr. Vuitton, who led all the way and was only just beaten by Patch Adam as well. So, you know what? There's quite a number of chances in here, and I think Uphill Jill, I think she will win it, but I don't think she'll do it as easy as she did it in the heat. So, yeah, it'll be one to watch that semi-final on the weekend.
Cosmic Vintage, as you say there, it's $12 to win the race and nearly $2.50 to place as we record this podcast. So that's the third. Now, what about the last of the semis? Patch Adam again draws the red, $2.20 over Chevy King from box five at $4.60 and Ronan Hill out of box three also, what a price, $5.50 it is. So Patch Adam the favourite here in the last semi.
Yeah, look, I think it's between those three. I don't see any of the runners getting up. I don't think that there's any that could challenge those three. Patch is going to be good from box one, but Ronan Hill was another one of the heat winners, and he ran a decent time. And look, Anthony Azzopardi always has decent dogs, so Ronan Hill isn't any exception to that. Chevy King, look, he was odds-on favourite in his heat, and he just he failed the fire. I don't know if box five is the best draw for him, but you never know. I think if he can get out quickly like he usually does, he could be up there as well. So, yeah, I think this is another good semi-final to watch out for on Saturday night.
All right, so they're the four semis of the Peter Mossman Classic. As I say, the first two automatically into the final, and gee, what a race it would be if those favourites get through. But that third semi for you, which is race six on the card with three or four there, that it's the strongest semi for you, Jess.
Definitely. Look, Uphill Jill is she was the early series favourite, but yeah, I think Aston DB he was impressive in his heat win, and Mr. Vuitton was very impressive, but getting beaten. So you know what? I think any of them could win, and yeah, it's definitely the one that I would be tuning in for on Saturday night.
All right, we can't wait for it to all unfold. We'll have previews with Tim Newbold from roughly 10:45 on Saturday morning. Between 10:30 and 11, we do the harness and the greyhound. So be listening for the winners with Tim in that time slot. And then, of course, all the action from Wentworth Park on Saturday night. Good on you, Jess. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Andrew. I'm off. And Stuart will be back in hopefully next week. So he'll be back from his holiday in the UK. So I'll hand it back over to him.
No, well done the last couple of weeks. And I will say he's had enough time off. He's got to be back at work, surely.
Oh, exactly. He's probably missing the greyhounds. He loves his greyhounds, Stuart.
He does,
so
he does.
He's probably raring to get back into it.
Good on you, Jess. Thanks for your help over the last couple of weeks.
Thanks, Andrew.
Jess Moran from Greyhound Racing New South Wales and our podcast, Talking Greyhounds, talking about the Peter Mossman Classic Saturday night, the semis at Wentworth Park.
Sky Sports Radio continues to lead the charge.
Aston DB will bolt in Good Game Miners. Aston DB first.
Every Saturday night, it's Wentworth Park. This week, featuring the Peter Mossman Classic Semis. Don't miss the Wentworth Park Tips, Saturday morning, 10:45 on Sky Sports Radio.